All right, so my name is Ralph Havens, physical therapist, integrated manual therapist with Tom Giamatteo, Dr. Tom Giamatteo, and developer of integrated manual therapy. I have a question for you, Tom, about healing. And I've run into quite a few people, women and men, who the basic idea is you shouldn't have to give up exercise this early in life. Some of them, even in their 20s, I've run into, I have bad knees and I can't run anymore. And so now I mountain bike. And other people in their 30s, 40s, even beyond, where it's like they don't ski anymore, they don't hike anymore, they don't do certain kinds of yoga or dances, any dance things anymore. They're, and it's like it's too early to stop doing that. We like to talk about you're one healing away because we've seen changes happen very quickly. And also people tend to see us over time. And I want to ask you about this idea, like people that can't do what they want to do, stuff that makes them happy, you know, the runners of the world that don't run, the skiers that can't ski, the dancers. Tell us about your version, your thoughts on healing.
Well, I just had a 70-year-old said to me 2 weeks ago she was able to run across the yard and she hadn't been able to do that in 10 years. I have another 65-year-old wanting to get back to squash, and now he's playing doubles. He wants to play senior league singles soon. We in the body work worlds that we work with, in integrated manual therapy, we look at structure leads to function, Ralph. So when we do our specific diagnostic of doing this mapping, it tells us the total story of why that person can't use their knees or why that person can't use their hips. And to traditional Western medicine, to the traditional chiropractic and physical therapy, they think you just need the strength in the muscles, but sometimes you have to change the form. So with an integrated manual therapist, we look at what the structure is trying to tell us to do. So it's, and a good example of that is if you put on, if you ever try to put on two pairs of socks on one foot and they don't line up, it feels like your leg's flopping out to the side, or I used to use the putting on pantyhose type of thing that it would fall out to the side. So those are identical, what's in your body, outside your body. They're fascial layers, and from your big toe up guides everything else. So if we got two toes tied together, it's going to influence our body up and down the chain. So by doing a myofascial mapping by integrated manual therapists, we find where all those plugs are, and we start to open them up, and the capacity gets back. I had somebody, Greco wrestling, which is almost cage fighting, that went to the Pan Am Games and placed third and had to give up on it because, the wrenching of the shoulders, the cracking of the neck. And we found all these little IMT phenomenons. One of them is called disruption of membrane. Another one is called a bone bruise. Another one is called a fascial release. We cleaned all those up and he went back to, competition and played a few years. And yeah, so, I feel that people are reasonably stopping these exercises because they be, belief in that I'm getting a little older and I should, it's old age that's stopping me from doing it. But yeah, I feel, and you've seen with us that we have people get to the human potential and beyond it, even if they want to run a marathon type of thing. So I really hear these people that say, I can't do this. If they give us enough time, we get them back to their sport and beyond that piece.
That's
So.
what I wanted to get that message out because I've run into the same phenomenon. I had someone reach out to me. Actually, I reached out to her because she was a friend of mine. I just saw her limping for weeks, and then she told me what had happened. You know, she had a injury in golf. She did some sort of little move, a jump move to celebrate, and injured her knee, and she was limping, really, really limping. And she had been to doctors and therapists, and so I said, just come over here. And I just worked on her just for a few minutes. And she was talking about how the leg was weak and she couldn't stand on it and all this stuff. And then she, her words were like, oh my God, what'd you do? What'd you do? Because the strength came back and she's got weight on it. And it was the bone bruise technique that that solved it initially, and then the 3RR a week or so later. And so it's like, yeah, and I had another little guy that the family knows us and they reached out to us. their little boy had a trampoline injury and couldn't put his foot on the ground for the whole day, and big knee pain. And again, it was a bone bruise right where a little ligament attaches to the bone. The key is to find out what somebody's protecting themselves from. And then there's other layers beyond that that we could talk about. And we do talk about with healing that the bigger picture of what people can be protecting themselves from. But what I want to get this message out is that it is too young to quit exercising if you're 40 something. You know, if you can't ski, there's a reason. If you can't run and you've been used to running, I myself recovered from a 2-year injury that wouldn't let me run and solved it, and an 8-month injury before that. And so now I know these things are possible. You don't have to live with suffering. So we like to say you're one healing away, and whatever that is can bring you your health, but it also brings you your happiness. So I know we have a short one today for our podcast, and we had some technical difficulties. We'll have this everywhere that you look at podcasts and videos. But Tom, anything else you want to say about when I was thinking about like, what do you do? What do we do? It's like, we help people, we take away people's pain and their suffering so they can live the life they want to live. Anything else you want to say that might inspire people that are kind of like, well, I don't do this, I can't do that anymore, I'm kind of getting old, I'm 30 something years old, or I'm 40 years old, or.
Yeah, don't, get a second opinion. If something doesn't feel comfortable to you, don't depend on your doctors, because all they have for tools is medication, and sometimes they can do a joint replacement. And nowadays, the joint replacements are going into the 40s, and you know, because the doctors can do them and they can get insurance reimbursement for them, but the person still suffers. So you are one healing away from something, but keep asking questions. And some people have to be ready for the answers. So if you have joint pain now, you may have something worse in the future. So just avoiding the topic isn't the right question, right thing to do either.
Thank you for that. Yeah, we've had that other podcast about brain fog, and that's one thing, but down the road, dementia is a whole another version of that. So I'm so happy and blessed to have this, because when we get somebody in our family gets injured or hurt, we have a way to go find out what's going on and help heal it up. So I'll leave it at that. And I'm going to put our links here, because Tom and I can see things. And what I mean by that is, if we have you on the phone or over a Zoom call or in person, it's wonderful, West Hartford, Connecticut, for Tom, Bellingham, Washington, for me. But even over Zoom, we can tell you what we see. There's a mapping that we do. There's a way to look and see what it is your body's protecting yourself from, and how to heal that. And we can give you some tools and then go from there and get you the help you need. So reach out to us at imtwellness.com. Go ahead, Tom.
Just wanted to add that, Ralph, you know, you'll be taking the winter school with us. We're going to learn this new Relax Relief Release program that Dr. Ed Glaser developed, part 2, and it's been giving phenomenal results in 5-minute sessions.
Yes.
So we're adding another tool, and it's like a new golf club to answer the problems. Sometimes it will be the first thing that we use, and it just wipes everything away. And other times we need to peel other layers away.
So. And I love the one with the lower extremity. It's just a wonderful tool, and it is what I used for that one client on her second visit. So, So reach out to us. You'll find our contact links below, and we could let you know what we see that's going on. And just know that there is real hope and real healing. Help you get your health back and live, so you can live how you want to live your life. And Tom, thanks again. And if you're a practitioner, email Tom and get on his list, because he does weekly talks, seminar kind of things each week. And then if you're interested, you could do the winter school. So reach out to Tom, Dr. Tom Giamatteo, and then me, Ralph Havens, and we will see you soon. All right, let me go ahead and Tom, thank you so much. Ralph.